You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. Remember that crisis at the border? The Democrats say there's no crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. Well, I think President Trump was right. There is a crisis at the border. It's being flooded, deliberately flooded, by illegals. Illegal aliens, mainly crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, but primarily coming from what they call the Northern Triangle, namely El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. That is a significant change because in the past, and I mean for the last over 30 years, most of the people breaking into the country, and that's what they're doing, came from Mexico. They even have a category other than OTMs, other than Mexican, because 80% roughly were from Mexico. Now, the majority of them are from Central America, other than Mexico, though. That's one of the big differences. The second difference, in the past, it was primarily young men looking for work in the United States that were coming in, again, illegally. You see, under U.S. law that it is the responsibility of the federal government to enforce, you're supposed to present your papers, namely a passport, visa, occasionally even medical records, shot records, when you enter the country. And before I forget, we tend to zero in on the U.S.-Mexican border. I make that mistake, and so do a lot of other people, but anywhere from 30 to 40%, maybe even higher, and this is part of the illegal alien invasion problem, they come here legally, initially legally, as a tourist, businessman, student, and then they like it here, and they don't go home, because on a visa, there's a expiration date. Even though I will be focusing on the problem at the border, you still have the other problem of people overstaying their visas. Keep that in mind. At least half the problem is, yes, at the U.S.-Mexican border, at least half, and I would say probably upwards of 60%. And I'm going to be quoting some U.S. Border Patrol statistics on apprehensions, but that understates the problem. What I mean by that, if you ask the U.S. Border Patrol, and people have over the years, for every one you apprehend, how many get away? A minimum of two to three. On average, probably 4 to 5. No one really knows the exact number. Keep that in mind. These are all estimates. And I bring that up because it looks like if this trend continues of over 100,000 each month, and that's been the situation in March, April, and May, we're going to be right back to the years in 1980s, again in the Bush years, where it was over 1 million. And the estimate right now is it's going to be over 1 million for the fiscal year that started 1 October of last year. But keep in mind, you need to multiply that number by 2 or 3. Let's say it's just exactly 1 million. That means 2 to 3 million illegal aliens are living and working in the United States. Think about that. And how much it's costing not only the federal government, and it's over $100 billion, but also local communities in terms of educating their kids. They go to the emergency rooms of community hospitals to get treated. When they commit crimes, they're in our jails, in our prisons. And then you have additional law enforcement that's needed. I bring that up because it's easily costing the American people somewhere between $100 to $200 billion. And then we have these geniuses in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, that for the last 33 years couldn't complete a border barrier. A 2,000-mile border barrier, it's estimated, would cost in the neighborhood of about $30 billion. That's a lot of money. And I can understand why people would say, well, why waste the money there? But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Keep that in mind. And what's getting the American people mad, I would say outrage. And both the Democratic Party better wake up to this, as well as the Republican Party. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. They're not listening to you anymore. They don't really care what your concerns are. That's how arrogant they are. They're more concerned about the illegal alien and separating their children. You heard that? I've heard it a dozen times. Every day, you have U.S. citizens, primarily males, but some women as well, that are sent for prison or jail for a lengthy period of time. They have children. They are separated from their children. Those are U.S. citizens. It happens all the time throughout this nation. But somehow, when it's an illegal alien that first is broken into the country illegally, that's a misdemeanor the first time, given the fact that many of these people have done this many, many times. The second time, it's a felony, but that's just the beginning of the crime wave. Then they have to get documents to work here, assuming the employer goes through the motions and copies whatever documents they have. And then what happens? Oh, yeah, the employers take advantage of this situation. Why? They're cheap labor. They're cheap compliant labor. So keep that in mind. The American people are mad because they've seen that both political parties, primarily the Democratic Party, but I'm going to make the case that it's equally the situation with the Republican Party, and they adamantly disagree with what the political establishment, the elites, want to do. They want to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are here. The American people, by wide margins, don't want to do that. Simply don't want to do that. Why? There's a legal way to enter this country. It takes time. It takes money. And when I say time, we're talking years here. There's a long line. But over 1 million every year legally come to the United States. And they get a card, a green card, a permanent legal residence card. And eventually, most of them become citizens. And that's what the American people have been asking Democrats and Republicans. Please enforce immigration law. That's all they're asking. It's not fair to the people that we allow in legally. In other words, play by the rules. And it isn't fair. Because what are they doing, the illegal aliens? They're jumping the gun. They're cutting in line. I've heard that analogy many times. Yes, they are. They shouldn't be. And if the federal government was enforcing the law, all of these people would be removed and deported to their country of origin. But what's new? I started out, what's new about this new invasion, this new surge? What's new about it? Well, yes, they're coming from different countries, but they're primarily children with a parent, sometimes without a parent. And this has been the case now with large numbers for 3 months. And if it continues this year, whether you look at it as a fiscal year or calendar year, it's going to be over 1 million people. And the U.S. Border Patrol is saying, we can't do our job because we're spending most of our time babysitting and changing diapers. They have a big order for over 2 million diapers and wipes and shower, you know, those clogs. In other words, we've transformed the U.S. Border Patrol into a babysitting service. American people don't support that. I tell you who they support. They support Donald Trump. Why? Because he said he was going to build a big, beautiful wall, whether you believe him or not. Has he delivered on his promise? Not yet. He said he would build 1,000 miles of new wall. Now, in past speeches, he's indicated that maybe by the end of next year, it'll be 500 miles. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have been listening to the American people instead of ignoring them and frankly betraying their interests, we wouldn't be having this discussion because we would have had a fully completed barrier that works. And let me say a few words about that. No one is saying by having a fence that solves the problem. It doesn't solve the problem. We could have a big, beautiful wall barrier for 2,000 miles, but what's the barrier for? The barrier is to slow them down so the U.S. Border Patrol can arrive at the spot they're breaking breaking in and detain them or apprehend them. You see, you need a road, you need vehicles, you need regular patrols, as well as a fence, together with sensors, cameras, surveillance cameras, drones. There are a number of elements to a secure border. It's not just building a fence. I prefer to call it a border barrier. That seems to cover wall, fence, whatever. That's the key. That is the key. We have to secure the border. That requires a system where, yes, the first element is to have a difficult, ideally impenetrable, but no one is suggesting that any fence or wall can't be penetrated. Some will go through it. Some will go around it. Some will go under it. You want to slow them down so the border patrol has enough time to respond and arrest them, detain them. It's just like in a city like Dallas. If, let's say, someone was breaking into my house and I dialed 911, I know it's going to take the police at least several minutes, maybe half an hour, before they respond. It takes time. And it's track. What's the response time? The same thing along the U.S. border. But there's something that's fundamentally changed, and that's the countries they're coming from. And it's not predominantly in terms of the apprehension statistics. In terms of the apprehension statistics, it's primarily children and their parents. There's still young men coming across. But remember, what's the racket that's going on? What's the con that's going on? They're claiming they're refugees, that they're fleeing their country. They have the word is credible fear that if they stayed in their country, they could be persecuted, killed, or attacked. So they're fleeing their country. Well, by international law, you can flee your country and claim the right of asylum in a country. But here is the key point. The first country you come to, and for the people coming from Central America, it's Mexico, not the United States. So they're a long way from the United States. They have to go through Mexico. So technically, by international law, if they really want asylum, assuming that was true in the first place, it's Mexico that has to, again, if the person can prove that he's in credible fear of being persecuted. So what's new is they get to the United States, and they got their story down. And the Border Patrol agent, he's checking that credible fear box. That's why President Trump says, under existing law, it's catch and release. They can only hold the children for 21 days, a total of 21 days. And what they've been doing is they release one or more kids with the mother or father or both into the United States. And what happens? Most of them never show up to their hearing. They get a date for a hearing. It has to be adjudicated. It has to go to court. They never show up. Or if they do show up, over 85% are rejected. They're really coming here. The primary reason they're coming here is economic. They want a job. That's what's going on. People are coming to the United States, and they're really using our system against the American people. And either the Democrats or Republicans are changing the law. That's what Donald Trump keeps saying. The law needs to be changed. This is folly, and it is folly, and it's also betrayal. Why are the Democrats for open borders? Why do they want to give citizenship to all the illegals that are already here? And it's somewhere between 30 and 60 million. No one knows the exact number. Both parties are losing their voter base because people that have been either Democrats or Republicans for many, many years, some cases generations, have seen that both political parties are not listening, not paying attention. They're more concerned about illegal aliens getting citizenship or diapers for their babies than they are about U.S. citizens that are unemployed. And yes, there's anywhere between 20 to 30 million, probably even higher, depends how many illegals that are here. And see, that's the number that really should come from the government, but the government, they're not going there. Because they knew if the American people knew the extent of the problem, and it's a huge problem, it's a massive problem. Because remember, this has been going on for 33 years, since the last time we had so-called immigration reform. And what did we do then? Oh, yes, we gave amnesty. We gave citizenship to 2.7 million illegals, primarily from Mexico. That's when Ronald Reagan was president. And they crossed the aisle, shook hands, they bipartisan effort. Later on, Reagan said it was his worst mistake because the deal was very simple. Okay, we will give citizenship provided you meet certain requirements, and we will secure the border. Well, they gave the citizenship. You better believe that happened. What we didn't do is secure the border. We did not. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we had a secure border, would we be talking about this issue for the last 20 years? No. In other words, the American people have been double-crossed, primarily by the Democrats, but also by the Republicans. Donald Trump got the attention of the political elitist establishment by saying, before he went to Europe, it was rather a surprise announcement, I'm going to put a 5% tariff on all Mexican goods entering the United States. And I'll raise it 5% every month until it reaches 25% in the middle of October. That got the Mexicans' attention. And the reason's very simple. If you do that, they're going to lose a lot of business once it reaches 15, 20, 25%. 5% maybe they could live with. See, unlike the communist Chinese that can subsidize, and they do subsidize their industry, and pay most, if not all, of the tariff, the Mexicans can't do that. And yes, does that make the price of goods to the United States citizens expensive? You better believe it does. He did it to get the attention, first of all, of the Mexicans, but also of Congress. See, Congress, whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, have really given little money to Donald Trump to protect America, the United States, from this invasion. They don't want a barrier, a wall. They don't. The Democrats want is this surge into the country to continue and continue and continue. And that's exactly what it's doing. If you don't punish, but instead reward illegal behavior, what do you get? You get more illegal behavior. And that's exactly what is happening. You see, until you enforce the law by not only arresting, whether it's at the border or at their place of employment, the illegals, you have to go after the businesses that are employing them. That's the magnet. That's the draw. That's why they're coming. If you want them to go home voluntarily on their own, what do you have to do? You have to punish, enforce the law on employers in the United States. Have you seen many television clips on the news of the management or the ownership of businesses, charities, or government churches that employ illegals? Do you see them being walked to a police car in handcuffs? No, you don't. You rarely, if ever, see that. Now, occasionally, you might see the story, and we had one a couple of weeks ago in Dallas, where they arrested nearly, I think, 300 illegals. They had buses. They were prepared. But I didn't see the management or the owners of that corporation arrested. Oh, they broke the law. That's clear. Because what were they doing? They were hiring these illegals. And when they went in to check the documentation, it wasn't there. They were breaking the law. The American people, for now, over 30 years, have been asking, please enforce the law. They have no problems with legal immigration. They have big problems. They oppose the 33-year-plus history of the United States being broken into by millions, tens of millions of illegals. And the government doesn't make it a priority. Who's making the money here? Oh, yeah, the businesses in the United States. They want this to continue. That's why they make major campaign contributions to Democrats and Republicans. See, it's the American people by 75 to 80% want the invasion not only stopped, but those that are here illegally removed and deported. In other words, roll back and send home 30 to 60 million illegal aliens. The people that benefit from paying below market wages, salaries. They want the invasion to continue. The fact that it hurts U.S. citizens, primarily young people, they don't care. They don't care that it cost U.S. taxpayers, not only at the federal level, but the state, county, and city, billions of dollars. They don't care. They just make extra money by being able to hire plentiful, cheap labor. That's what's going on here. And the Democrats, if they could, if they had the votes, would give citizenship to all the illegals that are here. Now, they might make an exception for a killer or a rapist. But other than that, they want all of these illegals that are here and all that keep coming every day. It's going on today, folks, to get citizenship. That's what's going on. What's different is now they're coming from three other countries, bringing their children, and they're not trying to hide or escape from the U.S. Border Patrol. They're going right up to them and say, hey, I have fear that I'm being persecuted from where I had come. And the U.S. Border Patrol agent, credible fear. And then 3 weeks later, 21 days, they're let go and they disappear somewhere in the United States. Because they know if they showed up at their court hearing, the rejection rate is almost 90%, because they can't document, they can't prove that that's the real reason. And it's not the real reason. I believe that you should have a status of refugee fleeing tyranny of whatever kind, whether it's from drug cartels, corrupt police, corrupt governments. But usually it's not thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands. What President Trump has asked for is revise these rules. We shouldn't have catch and release, but that's what we have. And it's not really catching, because they're literally going up to the U.S. Border Patrol, turning themselves in with their children. They're processed, and then 21 days later, they're set free, and they go to various cities across the nation. It has to stop. Now, who benefits? I always say, who benefits? Follow the money. Well, the drug cartels benefit. Because to the extent that they tie up our U.S. Border Patrol, and that's exactly what they're doing, that means drugs can be smuggled into the United States. Human trafficking, sex slaves, prostitutes, they sell them into prostitution, as well as guiding illegals into the country. This is big business, folks. The drug industry is very profitable, and they use part of the profits in Mexico to bribe government officials, whether it's the mayor, the police, the army, the attorneys. They've spread corruption in Mexico, and you really have a choice. You either take the money or you're going to get a bullet in the head. So I applaud the efforts of President Trump imposing this tariff, just so you know where I'm coming from. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. My political philosophy is one of classical liberalism, and both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are for big government. They're collectivists. They're statists. They're not for the individual. They're trying to make the government bigger, bigger. I prefer saying the state, but that confuses people. They're big government types. It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican. It really doesn't. And now we're seeing that, and who is objecting? Oh, yeah, the Democratic Party, you wouldn't even have to check. They want open borders. They want this to continue and continue and continue, because at some point in time, once they control the presidency, the House, and the Senate, they're going to vote citizenship for all the illegals that are here. They're going to try to do that. What's blocking them? Why is the political establishment, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans, why haven't they done that? Because they know the American people would be up in arms. I'm not kidding. They've had many, many surveys over the years. Yeah, the question changes. But what's the key conclusion? There are two. The American people support legal immigration. And number two, they strenuously object and want to stop the illegal invasion of this country that's been going on every day since Ronald Reagan was president. And now it's not just from Mexico, it's from Central America and Africa and other countries. And it's not just coming across the U.S.-Mexican border. It's also flying in here or coming by ship and then overstaying their visa. In other words, they come here legally, they present their passport at a port of entry, and then when the time has come to go home, whether it's 6 months or a year, they don't go home. Now, we're getting better in trying to track that. And we also have E-Verify to see if the documents they provide, whether they're truly that person. They'll have fraudulent Social Security cards, numbers, birth certificates, passports even, identification papers. But unless you thoroughly check them out, and if you try to do that many, many, many times, they're not here legally. That's what happens. I remember there was an interview not too long ago with Trump, and he made the point to his interviewer. He said, when I was building this hotel in Washington, D.C., we tried to hire legals. And for every one that we hired, 30 of them we couldn't hire because they were illegals. That's the situation, folks. It's not the exception, it's the rule, especially in the construction industry. So the American people don't trust either party. They're leaving both parties. They feel betrayed. They don't trust the media. They've been lied to. And just think back a month ago. The Democrats, there's no crisis at the... This is made up. No, it's not made up. No, it's not made up. Send your reporters down there and they'll tell you it's not made up. See, what the drug cartels are doing is flooding the zone. If the Border Patrol is processing these people and providing human services such as diapers, what are they not doing? They're not patrolling the border. They're certainly not intercepting drugs. Or for that matter, intercepting people breaking in. They're over well, because we have people now that are not trying to scatter or go to a surveillance city. They're walking right up to them. Now, it's summarized as catch and release. They really didn't catch him. They walk up to him, and they say, I'm in fear of my life. They don't say it in English. They say it in Spanish. Either the police or the drug cartel, someone. And in many cases, it is true. But that's not the primary reason they're here. The main reason they're here is try to get a job, to better their standard of living. And he's getting no support from Congress, Democrats or Republicans. And it's the Republicans that are objecting to this tariff. Now, Republicans are for free trade. So am I. And imposing tariffs on the Chinese, they've been cheating for so long. It was long overdue. They didn't have any problem with that, or very few of them did. But Donald Trump, I won't say he was desperate. He just said, well, I need to stop this. The Mexican government is not cooperating. And until this surge, this invasion, the latest invasion, is stopped in Mexico, I'm going to impose the tariff. Now, he's not very clear what the metric is, how he's going to measure this. There are a lot of unanswered questions, if you will. But if they can't reach a mutually acceptable agreement by Monday, Mexico is going to have a 5% tariff imposed. And if they don't do anything then, they're going to have another 5%. Now, let me make clear. Who's going to pay this? The American people are going to pay for it. But ladies and gentlemen, they're already paying for it in terms of the taxes they pay not only to the federal government, city, state, county, income taxes, and property taxes. For schools, hospital care, medical care, prison, jails, police. It's a regular crime wave. And what has Congress been doing about it? Absolutely nothing. And the Republicans are objecting to this. What's in it for the Republicans? I've told you what's in it for the Democrats. They want all the illegal aliens to get citizenship. And once they get citizenship, their calculation is that at least two out of three, if not three out of four, will vote Democrat. So why are the Republicans doing this? Well, all the people that are benefiting from the tens of millions of illegal aliens that are working here get contributions, political campaign contributions. And many of these people give it to both the Democrats and the Republicans. Keep that in mind. And then, yes, there's a legitimate complaint that American consumers are going to have to pay more for the goods that Mexico produces. Vehicles, for example, electrical machinery, agricultural products, minerals. I have a list. I have a chart. For those who are new listeners, the way you listen to the Prompt Pop Show is to go to my companion blog, promptpops.wordpress.com. And if you do, you'll see some of my show prep, not all of it, and that includes YouTube videos, articles, charts, photographs, and you can see the history. For many, many years, at least 10, apprehensions were over a million. And then when we went into a recession and a slow growth economy, especially under Obama, they fell. Remember, the primary reason these people are coming here is to raise their standard of living by working here. So for many years, we've had over a million, but that's just apprehension. For every one apprehension, at least two out of three get away. Now, people are still getting away. I would argue probably even more. Why? The Border Patrol is tied up. The shelters that they put these people in, holding cells, if you will, are overcrowded already, and they keep coming and coming. See, they're trying to highly stress the system, and they're succeeding. And that enables the drug cartels to smuggle drugs and people into the country. And they pay off politicians in Mexico, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're not doing it in the United States. Judges, politicians, the police. We don't want that to spread into the United States. And that's who is adamantly against a border barrier. Well, it's the drug cartels because they're making big-time money. But it's also U.S. businesses. Who's getting hurt? It's the American taxpayers are. But also, in terms of jobs, it's their children and grandchildren. So it's definitely a jobs issue. It's a drug issue. It's a crime issue. And yes, it's a national security issue because some of these people are coming from nations that don't wish as well. The Border Patrol is being tested, stress tested, by this massive illegal invasion of this country. What's different is more children, more parents, mothers, different countries, but they're not fleeing the Border Patrol. They're actually going right up to them and turning themselves in because they know within 3 weeks they're going to be released. The American people have been asking and asking and asking other political leaders, politicians, representatives, stop it. Stop this invasion. And Donald Trump said, I'll stop the invasion by building a big, beautiful wall. Now, the second part of his promise was I'll remove and deport all the illegal aliens that are here. They have to go home. If you want to come to the United States and work, you have to come here legally. You have to come here the right way. But most of these people will never do that because it takes money and it takes time. So they break in. It's easier to do that. And that's exactly what's happening. And yes, the criminals, the drug cartels, they're making big money off of drugs. Yes, they use gangs to distribute it. It's spreading drugs into the United States, violence into the United States. Why, it's primarily a job issue because they're competing with U.S. citizens. It's also a national security issue because some of these people don't come from the Northern Triangle or Mexico. They come from many other countries that don't wish as well. It is the job of the federal government to protect our republic, our states, from this. It's first and foremost, the law enforcement responsibility is the federal governments. Yet it's Congress, by not adequately funding a border barrier or a secure system, because you need a road, you need trucks, you need border agents. You need cameras, you need sensors to apprehend these people. It doesn't automatically happen. And I emphasize that even if we had a 2,000-mile border barrier that's very difficult to get through, not impossible, but very difficult, you would still need Border Patrol agents patrolling that barrier. That requires roads, it requires vehicles, it requires cameras, and yes, it requires facilities. Once you apprehend them, you have to take them to a facility, a holding cells, really. And if they have children, the majority of them now have children. They're trying to keep them together. But do we do that for U.S. citizens? Well, we're doing it for illegal aliens. Democrats make a big case. You're separating the children from their parents. No one wants that, but it's the parents that are bringing them to try to make the case that they're entitled to asylum, and they're not. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the number one issue in the 2020 election. Mark my words. And Donald Trump, I already imagine the advertisement you'll see. I promised you to build a big, beautiful wall. I built 500 miles of it. Elect me for a second term and I will complete the border barrier. I'll complete another 500 miles. I'm more than doubled the 350 miles of existing fence. Actually, I refurbished them, tightened it up. And now I've built another 500 miles. Give me another term. I'll build you another 500 miles. Ladies and gentlemen, you need approximately 1,500 miles. The U.S.-Mexican border is approximately 2,000 miles, of which 350 miles has a human fence. You have an additional 300 miles of vehicle barriers. I don't count them. They're designed to stop vehicles, but if you're in a vehicle, you can go up to it, stop, get out, go over, under, or around the vehicle barrier. And you got about 150 miles of wilderness out in the boondocks where no one or very little would even try to break into the country. So this will be an issue, and Donald Trump will make it an issue, and I think he'll win. I think you'll see videos. Here is a new 500 miles of border barrier, wall, fence, whatever you want to call it. Give me another term and I'll complete the wall. Well, if he builds 1,000 miles on top of the 500, assuming he completes 500. But who's stopping him? And Donald Trump will point this out. The Democrats want to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens. American people don't want that. He'll drive that point home. When you combine it with partial completion of his promise to build a wall, he's going to win. And more people that follow this says Donald Trump is going to win a second term. I believe he will. He will have a mandate. I don't think it's going to be a landslide, but the economy does not go into recession, and that's a big if. He's going to run on the illegal alien invasion of the United States, that he's the man who'll stop it. And either the Democratic Party, or for that matter, the Republican Party, for 33 years hasn't done it. If they had, we wouldn't be talking about it.
And
Very few Americans want to give citizenship to all the illegals that are here. I'm not saying none, but the overwhelming majority of American people don't want that. So the Democratic Party has a problem, but so does the Republican Party, because they're resisting the 5% import tariff. Oh, you can't do that. My answer to them is, sirs, you had 33 years. We had control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and you haven't done a damn thing to stop it. Nothing. You won't give me the money. I had to reprogram defense money to build the 500 miles that I hopefully will have done by the end of 2020. You see, there's a lesson here. If you keep voting Democrat and Republican, you're going to get the status quo. They don't want a border barrier. So we have a new situation at the border. It is a crisis. I've given you several articles from various papers. The American people want this stopped. They want the problem addressed, and they want a completed fence, a completed barrier, a completed wall. If Donald Trump runs on that, he'll win hands down, especially if the economy is growing at 3 or 4%. Now, I said that immigration, especially illegal immigration, has an impact on employment. Now, we're not going to have a show Friday. Remember, this is a Wednesday show. But Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, part of the Department of Labor, will publish its jobs report. I don't make any predictions. I suspect that the number of non-farm payrolls jobs created will be probably somewhere between 100,000 and 200,000. It could be higher, it could be lower. But remember, that's just a point estimate. If the economy is growing at 3 to 4%, and hopefully it will, what we should see is job numbers over 200,000. Remember, to get the unemployment rate legitimately down by 0.1%, I'm talking what's called the headline unemployment rate, so-called U3 rate. First, you need to create 150,000 jobs for people that every month are entering the job market, namely college as well as high school graduates and dropouts. In addition, though, if you want, and that's just to keep up with population growth, if you want to decrease the unemployment rate, what you have to do is create another 150,000 jobs. Remember, all of these are estimates. So in total, what you want to be looking for is approximately 300,000 jobs created every month if your goal or objective is to reduce the unemployment rate by 0.1%. The unemployment rate is very low if you measure it by U3. Most economists use the U6 rate, which is more inclusive, and that's roughly about twice whatever the U3 rate is. It depends where we are in the business cycle. So if the U3 rate is 3.5, then the U6 rate typically will be around 7% or slightly less than 7%. We still have millions of Americans that want to work. We have somewhere between 20 and 30 million illegal aliens, but people that are not in the labor force. They can't find a job, or they're not looking for a job. So we have plenty of Americans that would work if they could find a permanent, good-paying job. Because I'm hearing some of the commentary and some of these politicians say, well, we can't find people. The labor market's tight. Oh, yeah, it's tight, but guess what? If you pay more money, you're going to find a lot more people lining up and filling out employment applications. And if you invest in terms of capital investment for your employees, you make them more productive and they're worth more. You see, what has happened is a large percentage of the employers, not all, but a large percentage of the employers, they've gotten used to 33 years of illegal aliens walking into the country illegally. It's a bad habit. They get addicted to cheap, compliant labor. And they make sure it continues by making campaign contributions, primarily to Democrats, but also the Republicans. The American people have wised up to this racket. That's why they're leaving both political parties. The only way you're going to change the status quo is you're going to have to stand up a new political party to challenge both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They simply are not listening to you. First of all, that's very, very dangerous because they've been doing this for a long time. Right now, somewhere between 40 and 50% of American voters, they don't register Democrat, they don't register Republican, they register independent. It's about 45%. Sometimes it's a couple of percentage more, sometimes a couple of percentage less. What is that a clear indication of? They're fed up with the political establishment, Democrats and Republicans. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the lies. What else are they tired of? What I call junk journalism, fake news. I have the same problem. I read stories and I say, nah, I can't trust this. It doesn't ring true. It's too good to be true. Now, Trump because he has the presidential pulpit, he will challenge it and call it fake news. They're lying to you. They're primarily peddling progressive propaganda. They're the propaganda organ of the Democratic Party. That's what's going on. So fake news has become a problem, and they've actually done a poll on that. And the American people think it's a very serious problem. But what do you do about it? What I do is I don't listen to the major television networks. I don't read your major city newspapers anymore. I don't have the time to waste trying to figure out, well, is that true? Is that false? Is that misleading? And do they try to connect the dots? For 2 years, big lie media, that's what I call them, have been saying that Trump colluded with the Russians. Now, I said from the beginning, it's a lie, but I have an open mind. You show me the evidence, and I mean evidence, not hearsay, not speculation, not your opinion, evidence. They couldn't do it. Spent nearly $40 million, somewhere between $35 to $40 million for the so-called Mueller investigation. They said Trump did not collude. Really what they said, Trump did not conspire with the Russians. In other words, they can't find the evidence. If you don't have any evidence, remember, DAs, prosecutors can go to a grand jury and indict a person. But that doesn't mean the person is guilty at all. Because the next step is you got to prove it in court, and hearsay doesn't work. And that's what the Christopher dossier was, hearsay. It was fabricated, paid for by the Clinton campaign. There was nothing there, but for 2 years, big lie media with their junk journalism, with their propaganda, was feeding this nonsense to their base. And now the base says, wait a minute, you told me he was in cahoots with the Russians and there's no evidence of it? I can't trust you anymore. And that is the conclusion you should come with. You can't trust the media anymore, whether it's the major television networks or the newspapers. They'll lie to you. They'll look you straight in the face and lie to you. They'll make things up. And they're not used to a Republican, and they're specifically not used to a president that fights them back. And that's what's refreshing about Donald Trump. He challenges them. He calls them out on it. And he should. The problem is all the Republicans should do that, and they're not. And most of the Republican leadership are opposing him on these tariffs. Well, good luck with that, because what that shows is the Republican Party does not want to have that barrier built and does not want immigration law enforced. In other words, they're just Democratic Party light. That's why I don't vote for Democrats or Republicans anymore. They lie to you, they deceive you, and they're bought and paid politicians. And that's why Trump got elected the first time, and I think will be reelected by even larger margins come 2020. So there is fake news, and you got to be alert to it, but it's so pervasive, it's best not just don't listen to it. In other words, if you're interested in a specific story, then search it out. Don't blindly listen to the nightly news or a paper and think you're getting the straight skinny. Most of the time, you're not. They're certainly not trying to connect the dots. If they were, you would know a lot more about what I call the Clinton-Obama-Democratic criminal conspiracy. And you will in the next year. I know about it. A lot of people in talk radio know about it, know the details. I'm not going to go over it because I've gone over it at least a dozen times. But you would think that the major television networks and the newspapers would be connecting the dots for you, telling who's involved. No, they're not. They're protecting the Democratic Party, people in the Obama administration, people that support Hillary Clinton. Because ultimately, if Attorney General, remember I said, if Attorney General Bill Barr goes after the people that were involved in this criminal conspiracy, there's probably 2 to 3 dozen people that should be indicted, first investigated, indicted, prosecuted, and found guilty by a jury of their peers, should be sent to prison if found guilty. So you got to be careful. And the challenge is, I don't have a political party. I can't vote Democrat anymore, Republican anymore. They've sold me out. They've sold the American worker out. They betrayed us, and they're not going to change. In other words, unless the American people form a new political party to challenge them, you're going to get the same results. So I applaud Donald Trump going after Mexico and make it hurt hurt. Now, maybe Mexico will step up and stop the invasion. I'm not optimistic here because why? Most of that government, the positions have been corrupted by the drug cartels. And that includes lawyers, office holders, the police, judges. And like I said, if you don't cooperate, they'll kill you. Either take the bribe, take the money, or we put a bullet in your head. And if you challenge them, go after them. And they've done this. They've killed police officers, army people, as well as judges, district attorney, and they're brutal at this. I don't want that in the United States. That's why I want the laws of the United States enforced, and we'll start with immigration law, because it's not being. And that's what the majority of the American people want. Now, I have a limited amount of time, but I want to go over this. You have ADP as an outfit that puts out, they prepare payroll for a lot of companies, and they had one of the lowest job numbers in a long, long time. Now, it's interesting to look at what the ADP is saying, but the real number you should look at, and it's not one number, it's frankly a trend. Hopefully Friday, around 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, Department of Labor will come out with its report. And a lot of people are going to look at that report because what most economists or people that estimate this are expecting somewhere between 150,000 to 200,000. If it's under 100,000, that's going to get a lot of people's attention. But what you got to remember, these numbers, first of all, are revised every month as they get more information. And what you really should look at is the trend. But you also need to look at is labor participation rate. You see, if the economy grows, the GDP, real GDP, gross domestic product, the sale of final goods and services, if that is growing at a real rate of between 3 and 4%, it's been growing about 3.1 or slightly less. But if the economy is growing at 3%, then what should you see? Ideally, you should see slightly lower unemployment rates and higher labor participation rate. Well, what's stuck at really 63% is what? The labor participation rate. If we had a vigorous growing economy, and that requires a trend month after month after month of 3% or better economic growth, then what happens? You should see slightly lower unemployment rates, both the headline numbers as well as U6, which is usually about double that, should slightly go down. But the labor participation rate should be at somewhere between 66 and 67%. It was that in the Clinton years. It was definitely in the Bush years. But if we truly have a growing economy with job creations of between 150,000 to 300,000 or more, an economic growth rate of 3.5%, what gradually should increase is the labor participation rate. It's going to take a couple of years, but gradually get back to a range of 66 and 67%, and then the unemployment rate could get under 3% or even better than that. It's going to take time, and that's key, because if the economy is definitely growing at a 3 to 4% rate and maybe even gets into a booming economy where the economy is growing at 4% or better, you will have lower unemployment rates. You'll have significantly high increases in the non-farm payroll, and then the economy is doing very well, and Donald Trump will be reelected. Remember, he has the incumbent advantage. The economy is doing well. He's addressing the illegal alien invasion of this country, and it is an invasion. He's building the border barrier, the wall. He's decreasing taxes, decreasing regulation. I'm not saying he's unbeatable. I think he's going to be very difficult for any Democrat. I don't care who they are to beat him. And I looked at the two dozen or more, and my candid opinion, these people are not competent. They don't have the, let us say, necessary experience to be president. And they're just simply not convincing. Most of them are what I call radical extremist Democrats, Reds. They're for socialism, bigger and bigger government, a bigger and bigger warfare and welfare state. American people don't want that. They've rejected that. And then when you add the so-called Green New Deal, and I'm not going to get into that other than to say, what they want to do is control you and me by controlling industry. That's where this leads. Who are they? Most of them have never run a business of any size. They want to be dictator. They want to tell you how you have to live your life and what you have to buy. Well, guess what? A plague on them. I'm not going to vote for anyone that says that. That's why I get a kick at listening to these. They're rather presumptuous. They know better than you do as to what you need. Really? Please. So I don't think the Democrats have a prayer. Matter of fact, I think what they're doing is continuing the trend that started in the Obama years of the Democrats losing on the local, county, and state level, office after office after office. And what I think is going to happen is Nancy Pelosi won't be speaker anymore because they'll lose at least 30 to 40 seats. And if that happens, the Republicans control the House. And if they keep the Senate, and that's what they have to worry about, finally, maybe Donald Trump can get something done. But see, Donald Trump's problem is the Republicans. The majority of them are closer to Democrats than they are to conservative or libertarian or small government Republicans. And that's why they're fighting him on the tariff. Now, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell gave a speech. Now, I don't make predictions, economic predictions or forecasts, but you have a lot of people will the Fed have a rate decrease? What they're talking about is the tool that the Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of the United States, focuses in on is the federal funds rate. And off of the federal funds rate, you have a term structure of interest, like credit cards, mortgages, they all are influenced as what is happening with the federal funds rate. Now, where you have a tightening of monetary policy, what the Fed does over time is increase the federal funds rate. Well, it's more or less signal, at least through this year, I don't think you're going to see a hike at all and probably one, maybe two rate decreases. So that means an easier monetary policy, and that's what Donald Trump wants. However, and this is a big however, if the economy starts to really grow, in other words, booming, it's growing at 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, then I expect fully that the Federal Reserve will actually hike rates. But we haven't seen that yet. That's my point. We have to follow what I would look at two things. One is the monthly GDP estimate, real GDP. And usually they have an advance estimate and two follow-on estimates. I don't give that much credence to the advance estimate because it's not based on enough information. So we need to see what rate the second quarter is growing at. And that's April, May, and June. So in July, we'll have the advance estimate. By August, you'll have a very good idea of what the real rate of growth is of gross domestic product. In other words, finished goods. And if it's above 3% or higher, that bodes well, and maybe the Federal Reserve, and they're playing it by ear, would increase rates. The conventional wisdom now is the economy is slowing down, some countries are going to recession, is slowing down, China is slowing down, and the United States will slow down in terms of economic growth, and that's why the conventional wisdom is the Fed will reduce the federal funds rate target. And yes, I agree, the economy is slowing down. That's what they should do. Conversely, though, if the economy picks up, and the important point here is the trend. If we have 3 or 4 or 5 quarters of 3% or more growth rates, then sometime before the election year, I think the Fed will tighten or increase the federal funds rate. If that's not the case, in other words, the economy is growing at less than 3%, they will most likely cut the federal funds rate. So it's more or less wait and see as the numbers come in. And we won't have a show Friday, and that's important for me to emphasize. That's when the report comes out. So first thing Monday, I will definitely jump on this. And keep in mind, what is the issue that the American people focus in on in election years? The economy, number one. Jobs together with the economy. If the economy is doing well, the unemployment rate is down, the labor participation rate is slowly going back up, and the economic growth rates are between 3 and 4%, Donald Trump's going to win. I didn't say he's going to get a landslide. It's still going to be a tight race, but Donald Trump is going to get a second term because the American people's vote their wallets. And he's been very, very good in terms of very low unemployment rates for women, Hispanics, blacks, and whites. So the only thing that truly could derail them is what? A recession. I'm not seeing it in 2019, and I see a possibility of it in 2020, but that depends on the negotiations he's having with China, Europe, the European countries in Europe in terms of trade. And more Americans, and I think the majority of Americans today, they want the illegal alien invasion stopped. Neither the Democratic Party, unfortunately, many in the Republican Party do not. they want to give citizenship. That's why they're not supporting him, and that's why he's making this an issue. Because they can vote against him imposing this tariff on Mexico. And I sort of hope they do. I don't think they can override his veto. He should veto it. Why? He'll blame it on the Democrats and the Republicans that go against him. And he'll pin the tail right on the donkey. They could have solved this problem over 33 years. They didn't. I'm the only president that has the will, the determination to stop this, stop the invasion, and he'll win hands down. That's why he's president of the United States. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.